I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Christopher Germain with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. We talked about holiday shopping, shopping locally, and why it's important. Here's more with Christopher Germain from the LSCP.
It's important for a number of reasons. Number one, in small businesses in our area, more than half of their sales happen during the holiday season, right, for our small businesses. So we want to make sure that we're supporting them. But the big reason is because those dollars stay local. They support our sports teams. They go to our schools. They create family-sustaining jobs right here in our community.
Now, it's interesting because today, as we're talking, it is Cyber Monday, which is all sort of the Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
As a shopper, that can be a lot of options, but even locally, there are quite a few businesses that work on having a cyber presence, an online presence. Getz's is one of those that we talk about a lot, but there's several others like that, and that's also the way of the world now.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of businesses do that, and that's actually one of the things that technical assistance-wise, the LSCP can help them with, and we have a workshop coming up that we can talk about later on today about that online presence, because I think you really need that physical presence that provides that unique experience, which the overwhelming majority of Americans absolutely recognize. Small businesses create community and they create those more unique experiences, but you have to have the online presence to compete today.
So you mentioned what the partnership does to help support small businesses. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of the things you mentioned a workshop, but what are some of the things that you help? Do you help with training? Do you help with programming, planning? What are some of the highlights?
So we're always evolving our offerings to the LSCP, but we have 400 members, the majority of which are small businesses in our local area. And so we offer networking opportunities so we can hopefully create business-to-business opportunities to keep those dollars local. We offer trainings, we offer educational events, we offer promotional support as well.
Have you seen any trends locally in the last couple of years, let's say, with how people are shopping? I mean, I think there's a lot of people in our community that like to go to these small downtown businesses, maybe, or something like that. What are you seeing what's happening here, maybe in sort of in sync with what's going on nationally, or are there some changes?
Yeah, I don't think there's any hard data really to point to at this stage, but I can tell you anecdotally with our team on the ground all across the county, we're seeing storefronts fill up. We're seeing people talk about their downtowns and their small businesses more. And so that gives us a good feel that we think it's trending towards small businesses.
Christopher Germain in the studio with me today with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. We are talking about small business and services that are supported for small businesses by the partnership. Let's get back into that a little bit.
Sure.
Let's talk about services you provide, support that you provide for small businesses through the partnership. It's a wide array of things, right?
It's a very wide array of things. We actually just went through a couple of weeks ago, and every year when we do that, we realize just how much that we offer as a team. But you know, from the small business perspective of things, there's a number of networking opportunities, educational opportunities. We do workshops and legislative updates. So we partnered with the Small Business Association of Michigan on all the Earned Sick Time and Leave Act work that was happening earlier this year and all the compliance changes. And then we continue to do those types of workshops and those kind of promotional opportunities too. So I can do e-blasts and ribbon cuttings and all that type of stuff.
You mentioned workshops and you mentioned a moment ago that you have one coming up that you do want to make sure people know about. What is going on?
I do. I think it's very fitting to talk about it in Cyber Monday as the topic of the workshop is leveling up your Google presence. So to make sure that when people search for products that you offer, that you show up and they understand how to connect with you and that you're in those search results.
I mean, when you're somebody that's running a small business, obviously you're working on just keeping the business going. It can be challenging that way that sometimes you might even think that you want to do this and you want to, you know, I want to learn more about this, but I don't have the ability to do so. Mm-hmm. That's where you guys come in.
Absolutely. So we can help educate folks and give them those resources. And then through the Central Upper Peninsula Small Business Hub, which covers 7 counties, but is run through the Lake Superior Community Partnership, we can offer additional resources as well, all of it free thanks to state funding.
What is the best way to get started to find out more?
Easily go to marquette.org and they can see all of those services and all of those events.
That's Christopher Germain with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.